Yeah, so we got a new kitchen out in Preemption. It was actually the old Creekside Vineyards location, and we did a bunch of remodeling and turned it into a full-size commercial kitchen. So my goal is to prepare meals out of it, of course, which is what I'm currently doing. I offer home delivery and pickup locations, but looking into the future, with it being on 67, I'd like to turn it into a cafe kind of grab-and-go restaurant, something like that, because 67 is a busy road, and there's nothing there in Preemption.
Yeah, and you're going to have an opportunity for the people to come out and see what you've done this week, right?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be posting a video on my Facebook page, and I'm going to give a little tour, show all the details that we've been working on, and there's so much space there. It's actually like a 3,000-square-foot building, so there's a lot of potential. I'd like to have classes, cooking classes, just anything, you know, kind of a date night or something like that.
Well, and just kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of when you started and why you started. I know you've told the story before, but just, you know, how it began and how's it going, I guess.
So I actually started February right before COVID broke out. So that was a challenge at first. I was a little scared. But, you know, once we got over that, it actually became really successful because people didn't want to leave their houses. They didn't want to go out to eat. So over the past year and about a half now, I've learned a lot. I think it really helped me because I was small at first, and at the time I was renting a commercial kitchen over in Bettendorf. So, that opportunity really showed me what I use, what I don't need, you know, the layout. I learned from that. I learned so much from that. So over the year, I've really grown.
Yeah. So, and the other unique part of this is you kind of connect the consumer to the farmer. So you get that equation to work, right?
Yeah. So right now my main focus is my protein. So my meat, eggs, chicken, I get those locally here. And then I'm actually going to be changing my schedule. So currently I prepare all the meals on Saturdays and deliver on Sundays and Mondays. But I'm going to be changing to Mondays, which will open up my Saturdays to go to the farmers markets and get a lot of my produce from there too.
And the other great thing is you get to provide the creativity of what you want to do, right? I mean, the menu is all yours. So the way it works is you basically prepare the meal, which is ready to be cooked at home or served at home. That's how it works. But the creativity comes from you who puts the menu together.
Yeah, it's not something that you typically want to do at home. It's something that takes a little more time, a little more flavoring through. So it's nice to have it just heat, you know, ready to go, heat up and take on the go if you want to.